Jazzy 88 WFSK, and that is simply absolutely beautiful. Niels, and we thank you so much for being with us today. You are our artist of the week, and we are playing some of the cuts from your beautiful new Christmas Everyday project that is one of our holiday features this year. Great. And that sounded good to you too, didn't it?
Catherine has a beautiful voice.
Oh,
Catherine,
yes.
Bostic was the featured singer on this one. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I've been very lucky. Had a really great pool of talent to work with me on this record, and I'm happy how it turned out.
Well, I'm happy as well, and when I received it, I was very glad that I was looking, and I'll give you a compliment right now. I like to make my decisions early on who my one or two Christmas projects are going to be, so, you know, I can finish the calendar out for the year. And you got yours in so fast that I was like, okay, cool. Because some of these people this year, I don't know why everybody is dragging. And I'm like, I don't close the book on all this, y'all. So you got in under the radar, and I am so glad that you did, because it gave me an opportunity to get your attention, get your time, and, of course, have a chance to talk with you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, Niels, you have been Artist of the Week with us before, but it has been a few years. And is this Christmas Every Day? Is this your first Christmas project?
Yes, it is. It's my first Christmas record. I always wanted one to do, but, you know, the problem with Christmas records is, you know, by the time I get in the mood, it's usually too late to work on it.
Right, exactly.
And then, it was really the record label that pushed me this summer to get in the studio and actually put it out and get it done. And so I was, it takes a minute to get into a Christmas mood in June and July when it's 100 degrees outside here in California. But I'm glad I did, you know.
Well, I'm glad you did, too, and I'm glad that your radio people got it out quick, because, you know, stations, and that's, a lot of people don't think about this, but we need time to load this music, and people shooting me stuff this late, I'm like, I'm planning on taking some time off this month. Don't we giving me this stuff now? You know, I have to have a life, too. So, and then it makes it hard. You know, you want to give everybody the light and the love, but, you know, don't do no last-minute stuff. So yours is lovely, and we have the two that are regulars in the daily here are In a Holiday Mood, and, of course, you did a cover of Jingle Bells. Now, these 12 on here, are these some of your favorite songs, or tell us why you selected the ones that you did?
Yeah, I mean, I always approach it the way which were songs that I do like personally. You know, I think the Christmas song, the one that you just played, is just a classic, beautiful, you know, old traditional Christmas song. I liked, even though it's not technically a Christmas song, but my favorite thing is always one of these songs I really enjoy at Christmas time, and I give it quite a different spin. Jingle Bells, of course, I grew up, you know, listening to that every Christmas, and I had fun with that. And actually, you know, there's actually six original songs on this record.
I was getting ready to ask that, because you put your hand to several of these on here, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I wrote six songs and did six covers. You know, I enjoy writing. I'm a writer. You know, I write for other artists. I write for myself, I'm blessed to have had, you know, good success on radio with the stuff I write. So it's something I enjoy doing and that I like, you know, contributing to the pool of music that's out there. And if I can come up with some Christmas songs that get played over the years, that's just something that brings me personal joy, you know. And, yeah, it was fun that way, you know. And I worked with my buddy Johnny Britt a lot on these songs.
Yeah.
He co-wrote a few of these. We've been collaborating on a lot of different projects. And so it was really fun working on this record. Also, the aspect that it's not a strictly just smooth jazz record. It kind of, you know, crosses over a little bit into R&B and pop and soul music. And, and you know, let me spread my wings a little bit.
No question about it. So you and Johnny, you all are good friends?
Oh, yeah. He's over here almost every day. For a mile.
Yeah, when I talked to him, Niels, he spoke very highly of you as well. I'm not surprised.
We have a great relationship because, you know, we're both in the artists in our own right, and we kind of totally fill each other's gaps.
Yeah.
You know, he's a wonderful singer. He plays keyboards and plays trumpets. So three things that I don't really do. You know, and I'm being a producer, recording engineer, and a guitar player and writer. We just really, you know, help each other with all these, you know, get each other's projects done and really develop the friendship over the years and you know, a mutual admiration for each other's talents. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and it's good to be able to bounce stuff off of somebody, you know, that has similar interests. Now, let me ask this question because I know you're in California and your publicist promoter, Roger Lifeset, was telling me that, you know, the area where he is was close to the fires. Are you close by where the terrible fires
we got spared this time. We were 1 mile away from the evacuation zone. So I have photos from the bottom of my street where you see the flames, and we can look over at the flames. And 1 mile away from my house was the line up to which they evacuated everybody.
Wow.
So it got a little bit too close for comfort. I had already packed certain things. You know, me and my wife started looking for, making a list. What do we need to get together? You know, important papers, passports, insurance papers and stuff you don't want to burn out. You know, I called several of my friends, had them on standby so I could remove valuable items from the studio if needed in several cars, because my car would have been not big enough to, you know, save everything. I had my guitars by the door and was ready to evacuate on a moment's notice.
Is that the first time you've been that close to? Because California has fires all the time.
No, actually, I had to evacuate before when I lived in Hidden Hills. Maybe in 13, I think it was. We had to evacuate, fortunately, also, even though we evacuated, nothing. There was no loss. The whole house didn't burn down, but they evacuated the whole area, the whole neighborhood. It's a little weird, you know, because you know, they come to your door and they say, you know, hopefully they give you our warning. You know, not everybody had that luck this time, but it got like an hour or two warning, and they basically, you take whatever you can grab and you get out of there.
Yeah.
And then you leave your door open, but there's going to be police and firefighters in the whole area.
Okay.
They need to be able to run through your house, through into your backyard, in case, you know, and they can fly over there so they can have a chance fighting chance. But unfortunately, nothing happened. And,
good.
You know, you got to be really in awe and grateful of these firefighters
who are
basically donating their whole life to, I mean, they haven't gotten out of there in weeks. Day after day, going after these flames.
And the courage that it took, you know, for them to stand in harm's way, you know, to save other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, are you in an area where there's a lot of people in the music industry?
Yeah, it's called Los Angeles.
Okay.
It is. That's the one thing. I mean, I grew up in Europe, reading, you know, getting into music by, you know, looking at album covers and reading the credits and what musicians have played.
And
now I'm living in a town where I got to work with all these guys that I read on the credit lines when I was a kid, you know. They're all here. I mean, music, entertainment is one of the main industries in this town.
Yeah.
So it's a good place for what I do to be here.
Well, do you, have you ever thought about, like, because of the fires and all the other stuff like that, like, living somewhere else? has that crossed your mind?
No, no. Okay. I mean, you know, we also got earthquakes, which could be even scarier than the fires.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. We don't want to jinx it right now. But, you know, you cannot live your life by you know, I mean, you want to be careful, but I don't know. You know, you move somewhere else, then you have other hurricanes to deal with, or twisters, or what else.
Everywhere you go, that's for sure.
You just gotta be mindful of things and make sure you're safe. That's the most important thing, and then just live your life. You know?
Absolutely. Well, I'm really glad that you know you all didn't have any further issues.
Thank you.
I was just really glad to hear that, because when I got an email from Roger, and he said that he was getting ready to be evacuated, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize. And then I started hearing, you know, from other people, or hearing about other people, and I guess I just didn't, I didn't know the area well, so I didn't know how many people in the music industry have been impacted by it. Now, let me remind the audience, this is Jazzy 88. This is our noontime get-together with our artist, also known as the Artist of the Week feature. Niels, guitarist and songwriter Niels, is in the spotlight today because he has the first Christmas release that we're going to review this December. And if you've listened before, you noticed that in December, when the new Smooth and Contemporary Jazz Christmas releases come out, in the first couple of weeks, we try to, on Thursdays, devote that time to reviewing the cuts and talking with the artist. Now, Niels, I don't know if you remember this or not, but the first time that you were the Artist of the Week was in 2007. Do you remember?
Oh, God, it's been a while ago. I must admit I don't, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You've done a lot since then.
Because I talked, you know that was after Pacific Coast Highway. I had talked to a lot of radio stations.
Yes.
And I was new at that time, and there were also many stations at that time. And so I might not remember the interview I've done, but I'm glad you're having me back.
Yeah, well, you had... that was, you know, we had the Pacific Coast song, but then when you came out with that 07 project, Ready to Play.
Oh, yeah, that was Ready to Play. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I think you did pretty well on that one, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It all went pretty well. I mean, this Christmas record taking my 10th record.
Wow, 10. You've been busy, dude.
Yeah. And you know, it all started back then.
Yes.
You know?
And you're still going strong. Were you in the early days, did you write like you have been doing lately, or were you strictly just playing?
I always wrote, always. That was one of my things. You know, the register, I never noticed it. I just like, well, I come up with stuff and write songs you know, I never thought much of it, and it took a while for me to realize that it's not everybody's talent.
And
that is something to be cherished, and I should, you know, not to take for granted. So I'm glad that that becomes kind of easy to me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have by now a large pool of songs that have been recorded and, you know, with quite some success.
Now, talk about who you have. You said you've written. Who have you named some of the artists that you have written for in the past?
Okay, I wrote for George Benson. I had a song on the Standing Together CD. Wrote a song for Brian Simpson. I produced several artists in the last few years for new and upcoming artists. I worked with Keith Andrews, did this record, and Alvin Pope had a good record this year that I wrote or co-wrote with him. And Elder Gregoris is another one. I wrote his record. I mean, right now I'm working on two records for one artist is going to come out next year, Lisa Adeo from Miami. I worked with Nate Harrison and Dave Cars on the song. So it's been, you know, it's been, I worked with Larry Dunn, Earth, Wind, Fire, and many different artists. So it's kind of, I really enjoy that. You know, it's like I'm always like I'm feeling, I'm so blessed when I get up. And even if things as an artist sometimes are up and down, I look at myself and say, well, you know, you get up every day and you do music for a living. So I'm really happy that, you know, the life decisions I made in my life got me on this path.
Yeah, no question about it. And to get to use the talent that you were born with, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And that it keeps a roof over your head. That's really a beautiful thing right there. Now, Niels, you have a host of vocalists and musicians on this Christmas Every Day. Tell our audience who's on here with you.
The most fun I had about this project was that I was really not constrained to do an instrumental record like most of the smooth jazz stuff is. There's a lot of vocal. There's actually only two instrumental songs on this record, and everything is vocal. I had the wonderful Erin Stevenson. She's a wonderful artist. She used to sing with, I think, with Janet Jackson. And is just a wonderful vocalist. She's featured on a couple songs. I have Clydeen Jackson, who is a regular member of my band. Clydeen is one of the first call session singers in the world. You know, she sang The Lion King. She sings on in the movie Avatar, all these vocals. It was just her and one other girl doing all these choirs for Hans Zimmer. She's on La La Land, on Hidden Figures, on any movies out there, she's singing on it, basically. Then I have Johnny Brick, of course. Then there's a feature with Ken Stacy, who sang with Elton John and Michael Jackson. He did the Last Christmas cover. Joey Diggs is another guy I have on there. And from the LA Opera, Diana Tash. She sang my favorite things. And then actually, I did my first appearance on vocals on that last song.
Let's look at you busting out all your talents on us. Now, this cut one is it's a beautiful song. And it's that is Clydeen Jackson and Johnny.
Clydeen and Johnny are doing the background vocals, and Erin Stevenson is the lead on the first song, Merry Merry Christmas.
She's got a great voice, I'll put that, tell you that right now. No question about it. Now, Niels, you are a native of Munich, and couldn't tell with that accent at all, but could you share with us what the holiday season is like in your home state, home country?
It's the main difference you notice right away that Santa does Europe first and then goes to America. So our presents are delivered on Christmas Eve. Mm. And the way we celebrate at my family's home is that either my mother and me or my dad and me, I'm a single child,
mm-hmm.
Would go on a walk after dinner. And the Christmas tree is decorated, but there's no lights on it or, you know, presents there.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, you know, still like it's in preparation. And then when we're on the way back, we hear a bell ring and run into the house. And all the lights are on the tree, and the presents are under the tree when the other parents been prepared while we were out on the walk.
Okay.
And, you know... And this was, it's just a, what I enjoy about it is it's really nice. It's warm. It's that feeling, you know, sitting at night, opening the presents until you fall asleep and you can't hold your eyes open anymore. Playing with things and then, you know, play again the next morning or whatever you scored last night. but it's, the main thing about Christmas, I, you know, you associate certain feelings with it. There's like a market we have in town that has spiced apples, and the certain smells are associated with it, you know, and foods and the cold. You know, Germany is cold in winter. Here in California, it finally rains, but you know, it's still nothing compared to. Other parts of the country where I grew up, where you're dealing with snow and have a fire in the fireplace, all that
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm. What kind of foods did you all have?
Well, we usually have maybe a duck or turkey or something, you know, for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually have a tray with nuts and tangerines and that kind of stuff, chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an endless, it's like here, it's an endless affair of eating and snacking.
Yeah. And so did you say you opened the gifts on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Okay. And that, you know, for some people, they'll give them more playtime with their stuff. you know, you have them then. So, what kind of differences do you notice here in how you celebrate here since you've been living in this country for, 10 plus years, 15 years?
Oh, I've been here for longer than that, almost 30 years now.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Yeah, I came in 85.
Okay. So you have the Niels traditions that go on in your household.
Yeah. Well, no, I submitted to the local practice.
Okay.
So I tried to introduce it. You know, my wife and my daughter wouldn't have it. They wanted the traditional American Christmas where they wake the parents up at the crack of dawn. I tried to argue with them, you know, it's like, it'd be much nicer we could sleep in, we don't have to. but that's tradition though. So what we do a lot of times on Christmas Eve, we have like a little thing, like a, you know, like a stocking that's stuffed with a few little presents.
Yeah.
But then the big items will be there the next morning.
Yeah. Well, Niels, I must ask, have you been good this year?
I've been busy. I've been productive. I've been busy.
Okay.
I did two records for myself. I did a European tour. I produced two other records for other artists. I certainly haven't been lazy, let's put it that way.
Well, but you didn't answer my question.
Well, I wouldn't presume to do that. I leave the judgment to the other people.
That's a nice answer. That's why you can avoid anything else. That was good. Good answer. Good answer. Now, are you going to, you got on the road in this finish out 2018, and what does 2019 mm-hmm. look like for you?
Yeah, well, yeah, so I have a couple shows coming up next week and on the 28th, we're doing a holiday show with Johnny Britt and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, I hope to be touring a lot. I have a new agent, and she put a band together called Guitar Force,
mm-hmm.
which consists out of three guitar players, which is Tim Bowman, Steve Oliver, myself.
Mm.
And we're going to hit the touring circuit with that. I'm working on a project with Johnny called Heart and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we might write some songs and do some performances in that. And then, you know, I have some other shows lined up as meals. I'm always trying to get to Europe every year. Since my parents, are in their older days and they're still alive in Munich. So I was looking for an opportunity to go over the pond and do some shows over there that allows me then to, you know, take a few days on the side to see my folks.
Excellent. So you have a little time built in for you to enjoy the
I did the same thing this year. I put a little tour together. And then, I took an extra week to visit with my parents.
Good for you.
I'm the only child. I'm far away, so I got to make an effort. You know, I realize that they're not going to be around forever.
That's right.
I wouldn't never want to regret that I didn't see them enough, you know, when I came.
Have they ever come to California to visit you?
They've done once, but now they're getting too old. So they wouldn't want to do that long travel.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you must... you know, make them happy to see you. You know, you're the only child.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on you, on the only child, for sure. Well, Nils, I have certainly enjoyed this wonderful chat with you to talk about your holiday release. The very first one from songwriter and guitarist, smooth jazz guitarist, Nils, Christmas Every Day. And what is that title, Christmas Every Day? You named your first project Christmas Every Day. What does that mean?
Well, it's the title track, which is this last song I had previously talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the lyrics where it goes that I like, you know, all the things I like about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I like the lights on the tree and the presents under the tree. And I like, so I want Christmas every day because I want the feeling to stay.
Yeah.
And it's basically my wish that this Christmas feeling, that holiday season feeling where everybody shows love and it's a season of giving, that we hold on to that, not just for this short period of time, but hopefully can stretch it over the whole year.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that thought. And in the last seconds, I want you to wish the Jazzy 88 audience a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, absolutely. To all the fans and the listeners out here to your station and around the world, have a Merry, Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful holiday season and a wonderful New Year.
And go out and pick up Christmas Every Day.
Please do. You can do that. NilsMusic.com. Look me up online, NilsMusic.com, or on Facebook at Nils Guitar.
And that's N-I-L-S, Nils.
N-I-L-S, yeah.
Nils, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. You know, and I'm glad to know everything turned out good for you following that, those fires out there.
Thank you so much.
Just really glad to hear that. And keep us posted on how you're doing, and continued success to you always, okay?
All right, wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You as well, and I appreciate it.
No problem. And
thanks for spreading the word and the joy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You take good care. We'll talk to you later.
You take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.